Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now.
Yeah.
most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come this morning, Father God, with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving unto your name. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we thank you for your faithfulness unto us, your grace and your mercies, your love, Father God, your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for who you are, Father, and who we are to you. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we thank you for another opportunity to lift your name up higher and to proclaim your glory and your kingdom in all the earth. And Father God, we realize that if we lift Jesus up, then he will draw all men unto himself. So we honor you today, Father, and we give your name the praise. We ask that you would bless our services here today. And we come to say, Father God, that Jesus is Lord. Amen. And every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Lordship. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we pray now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership for our Sunday services. Amen. When we come to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. And we want to thank each and every one of you. Amen, for listening in on today. We thank you for being here with us. Amen. This is a platform, amen, a virtual platform. Nevertheless, it's real. It's a real platform. It's a spirit-filled platform. Amen. It's a God is here platform. Amen. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, we have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. So enjoy the services. Amen. You can follow us on Facebook. Amen. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Amen. Vice versa. Follow us on all the social media platforms. Amen. Visit our website at lifewayjesus.org to find out more about our ministry. Amen and amen. This is the day that the Lord God, he has made, and we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. I want to share a scripture with you coming out of the book of St. John, chapter number 15. Amen. And we want to read, amen, the first 8 verses. Amen and amen. And it reads like this. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, we just want to talk to you for a few minutes a day on the subject. Are you ready for the blessing? Are you ready for the blessing? Amen. We're going to play another selection And after which we will come, amen, and we will get right into the word of God for today. Amen, amen, and amen.
I expect a miracle today.
That's what she's saying.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. And I expect a miracle today. The little woman with the issue of blood said to herself, if I can touch but his clothes, I know I will be whole. She pressed through the crowd from behind. She touched his clothes. Her blood began to dry, and she knew she received the miracle she needed that day. The centurion with the servant who was ill heard that Jesus had the power to heal. And he said, Lord, if you just speak the word, I know my servant will be healed. Jesus said, go your way as you believe. You will find your servant healed and free. Because he came expecting a miracle from me. Is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. So I expect a miracle today. So if you feel you're at the end of your rope, circumstances don't provide you much hope, but your heart says there's a way. My friend, I know of an anchor secure. The word of God will always stand sure. What he said he will do, if you just expect him to, a miracle can happen to you.
Yes.
So don't be moved by the things that you see, but with your faith, just believe that Jesus is the same as he was yesterday. He still works miracles for those who believe. As you speak the word in faith, you will see a whole life begin to change, because he came expecting a miracle. Impossible when you just believe and say. Oh, you should know God's word is still the same. So expect your miracle today. I expect my miracle.
Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Beloved, have you spent weeks, months, or even years praying about something specific? Are you saying, Lord, I know what your word says, so why isn't it working for me? Beloved, I come to encourage you this morning that in order to get the result that you're praying for, you must be able to answer three questions. And we want to talk about, amen, these three questions on today. The first question, beloved, amen, that we want you, amen, to entertain is, are you praying for God's will? Are you praying for God's will? Jesus said in our scripture on this morning, beloved, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. And beloved, we know that a promise is a promise with the Lord. God is not a man and God is not a liar. Amen. God will honor his word above his name. Hallelujah. So the scripture here, beloved, in verse number 7, amen, excuse me, tells us if we abide in him and if his words abide in us, then we shall ask whatever our hearts desire, and God promises us that it shall be done. Beloved, the word abide speaks of intimacy. The word abide speaks to close connections. The word abide speaks to obedience, faith. It paints a picture of home, the place where you experience provision and nurture. And beloved, when you have that kind of relationship with God, you'll know God's heart and you will know God's desire so well that your will is going to line up with his will. That's what it's about, beloved. Not God lining up with our will, but we are lining up with God's will. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And as a result, the Bible promises us that you will get what you ask for. Don't just assume that what you are praying for is in line with God's will. Instead, test your prayer. You might say, okay, Pastor, how can I test my prayer? Well, you can test your prayer by applying the abiding principle. Beloved, abiding brings spiritual maturity. And when you're spiritually mature, you begin to pray differently. Your prayers aren't self-centered. Your prayers aren't self-seeking. And the time you spend in the presence of the one that you love most becomes more important to you than the end result that you are looking for. When we begin to seek the face of God, the heart of God, falling in love with God for who he is more than what he does. Glory be to God. It's when you get to a point where you love him more than what you're asking for, and if he does it or not, it's not a big thing because you're just in love with him, and then the thing that you want, amen, just shows up one day and you forgot all about it because you were just so in love with him. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, you don't mind waiting because you realize that God's timing is always perfect. I mean, absolutely 100% of the time. He is never late. He might be slow according to your clock, but God does not have a clock because God is eternal. Oh, glory be to God. Time was put here on earth for man. That's why we have a time for this and a time for that and a time for this and a time for that. Hallelujah. And God took a slice of eternity, put it on earth and called it time for me and for you, beloved. And when he chooses to say no to your request, beloved, you can rejoice and say, glory be to God. Then God has something better in mind, and I trust you. When God says no, that means God wants to give you something bigger. God wants to give you something better. God wants to do something different. God wants to do it in a more perfect way, in a more beautiful way, in a more easy way, in a glorious way. And you're not disappointed when God says no. I trust the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Beloved, have you reached that point yet in your walk with him? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you're going to get your prayers answered, hallelujah, glory be to God, you must abide. Hallelujah. You must abide. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you have to trust him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Psalms 91. Read the whole scripture. Hallelujah. And be encouraged that when you abide with the Lord, you're in the right place at the right time. Then, beloved, amen, hallelujah, the second thing that we need to be mindful of in order to receive the blessing, huh? If you're ready for it, let me say this, because God is always ready to answer your prayer requests. The real question is, are you ready to receive? See, and we are ready to receive them after we are abiding in him. And then the scripture also gives us our second requirement, beloved. And we can find that in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 58. And let's look in two verses, verse number 6 and verse number 9. Okay. Isaiah 58. Amen. Verse 6 says this, is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? And verse number 9, then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from the midst, from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness. Beloved, glory be to God. You can self-sabotage your prayers. God told the Israelites the reason that they were not getting answers to their prayers was because they were engaging in finger pointing and criticism, as we just read in the scriptures in the book of Isaiah, criticizing one another, pointing fingers at one another. You. If it wasn't for this person, if it wasn't for that person, huh? The blame game, huh? Adam blamed Eve in the garden. Eve blamed the snake, the serpent. And from the beginning, we've had the blame game. If it wasn't for this person, I would be better off. If it wasn't for this person, I could do this. This was to God said, that is holding back your prayers from being heard and answered. Why? Because you're pointing fingers. Beloved, have you been guilty of that? It's just as important to glorify God through the words you speak when you are not praying as when you are. The Bible says there is a direct link between having a critical, careless tongue and not getting your prayers answered. Beloved, the Bible tells us, amen, he who cannot bridle, amen, his tongue, his religion is in vain. How you treat others will determine how God treats you. And we can see that in the book of Ephesians, amen, chapter number 6, amen, verse number 7 and 8 says this, with goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord. Ever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. Beloved, whatever we sow is that what we also reap. So here we see in the scripture, beloved, that God is squarely laying it on the line. God is very forward, very intentional. He don't play games. He don't play with words. There's no ambiguity in his communications with us. He doesn't sugarcoat. He tells it like a T-I is. And we see here the Lord is saying, beloved, stop oppressing those who work for you and treat them fairly. Share your food with the hungry and those who are helpless, poor, and destitute. He said, if you do these things, God will share his own glorious light upon you. If you do these things, God will heal you. Your godliness will lead you forward, and goodness will be a shield before you, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Woo, my God, Jesus, Jesus. Then he goes on to tell us, he says, then, somebody underline the word then, conditional. He says, when you do this, I'm going to do that. Glory be to God. When you're looking out for the poor, when you're looking out for the destitute, when you're not pointing fingers, glory be to God. When you're loving the brotherhood, amen, glory be to God. Loving your neighbor as yourself. He says, then when you call, the Lord will answer. All you need to do is stop oppressing the weak and to stop making false accusations and spreading vicious rumors. The Lord says, stop it. Stop it. It's blocking your prayers. I can't move in that type of atmosphere. I can't move in that arena. I can't give you what you want. I can't do it. You're breaking my laws. You're breaking my commands. You're breaking my heart. You're pushing against the grain. You're walking in your own way, the way that seemeth right. God said it ain't right. God says, feed the hungry. He that giveth to the poor lendeth unto the Lord. Feed the hungry. Stop sending them away hungry, talking about the Lord is going to make a way. Go in your refrigerator and get some of that food. You got too much in it anyhow. Food stored up all in the basement, talking about for a rainy day. Huh? Go pull some money out your pocket and take somebody to the grocery store. Come on, sit somebody down and give them a meal. You don't have to wait until Thanksgiving. Every day is Thanksgiving. People are hungry. Children are hungry, going to bed with their bellies hurting because there's no food in there. And you're throwing garbage away. All down your garbage disposal. Every day you're throwing away food that's been sitting in the refrigerator for too long. Beloved, it's a sin. It's a sin. Glory be to God. The food that we throw away, the food we have to throw away because the expiration date has expired. You could have blessed somebody with that. Could have taken that down to the shelter. Glory be to God. Give it to somebody who would have been happy for them pork and beans or whatever it is. A full belly is a full belly. And God is pleased, beloved, when we feed the hungry. God is pleased when we help those in trouble. He says, do good unto all men, and especially those of the household of faith. Then the Bible says, when we do those things, when we do them, you can't keep ignoring them. Some people do perpetrate a fraud. Some people just beg, or some people out there with the cans, okay, asking you to help them, and they don't need the help. We know that, but the Spirit is going to lead you, beloved, and you got to help somebody sometime. But the Lord says, when we do, then your light will shine of darkness, and the darkness around you shall be as bright as day. Wow. He says, and the Lord will guide you continually, and he will satisfy you with all good things, not some, but all good things, every good and perfect gift coming from above. And not only that, he says he's going to keep you healthy. God said, you're not going to get sick. Your darkness is going to be turned to day. Why? Because you helped somebody. You fed somebody. Glory be to God. You stop pointing fingers at people and you in this situation because you did this. You in this situation because that might be true. We're all in situations because we did something wrong, made wrong choices. But if God could forgive us, beloved, surely we need to forgive some other people and give them another chance. Give them another chance. Hallelujah. That means, beloved, the answer to your prayers is contingent upon two things, your attitude and your actions toward others. It's more than just you and God. Yeah, just me and God. That's all I need. No, that ain't all you need. I'm sorry. You have an obligation. We are our brother's keeper. He said, bear ye one another's burdens. Glory be to God. We have to find out what our part is and our attitude towards other people. Hallelujah. Love your neighbor as yourself. Beloved, it's a commandment. New Testament, Old Testament. We cannot ignore people in need. You can't help everybody, but you can help somebody. Amen. And our actions. What are our actions toward others? Stop sending people away home hungry. Stop sending people away. We're going to pray for you. No, pray right now. You don't have to wait till you get to somebody's prayer call. You don't have to wait till you go to bed to say your prayers at night. Somebody's in need. Stop where you're at right now and say, brother, sister, let's pray right now. Amen. Beloved, hallelujah. Watch God do the miraculous for you. And you have done something else for somebody. What you do for others, God will do for you. And my last point on today, beloved, amen, we find it in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, verse number 2. And it reads as such. It says, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Amen and amen. Beloved, let me ask you a question. And this is for your, amen, introspections, for you to just take a, you know, deep look on the inside. Amen, beloved, because our salvation is an inside job. It's something on the inside. The change is made on the inside. Hallelujah. Who we are on the inside will manifest on the outside. My question is this, beloved. Do you show a loving attitude? And that's one we all have to sit back and really, really reflect. Glory be to God. Because Some situations we could say yes, and some situations we could say we're not sure. And then if we're really honest, some other situation we could just come straight out and say no. The Bible tells us, beloved, in our scripture, coming out of Ephesians 5, it says, walk in love, as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us. Beloved, your mouth is such a major part of your love walk, if you realize it or not. We fail to realize how much we can do for people by building them up with our words. Words of encouragement, words of empowerment, words of love, words of comfort, words of care. And we need to be even more careful not to say things that tear them down. That's why the Bible tells us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Somebody came up with a saying, I don't know where it came from. I've been hearing it since I was a little girl. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. That's a lie. Some of us are crushed right now from words that have been spoken to us years ago. Them words have embedded themselves in our subconscious and have caused us to act certain ways and do certain things that we don't even know why. And that's because of those damaging words that have been spoken into our lives by others, our parents, those in authority, people we love. That's the power of words. See, and not only have some of us have been damaged by words spoken into our lives, the truth of the matter is, beloved, we may have hurt some other people by the words coming out of our mouths. Why? Because hurt people hurt people. The Bible tells us, beloved, the heart is deceitful above all else. And we can find that scripture in Jeremiah 17 and 9. Let me ask you a question as I close today. What vibes are you giving off? See, because we're spiritual beings. People pick up your vibes. They walk in the room and say, no, I'm going to leave. Well, what? They didn't even say nothing. Wait. No, that's okay. I ain't feeling this. I ain't feeling it. I ain't feeling her. I ain't feeling him. See, we pick that up because we're spiritual, and children are really good at it. Pay attention to your babies. If them babies don't want to be around certain people, pay attention. Say, we got to go. Huh? Glory be to God, because they're extra sharp in that. Sometimes we, as we get older, we dilute our gifts and our sensitivity because we begin to compromise. Children don't know how to compromise. So what vibes are you giving off? What are you putting out there? But let me say this. When you're too busy to show love, you're too busy. You're just too busy. I ain't got time. No. And people, you show up, but if that love is not in your heart, people know it. They know it. If you just doing it to be seen, do it to say, you know, you did it. So you can boast and get some brownie points. No, people know when your heart is in it. You don't even, let me tell you something. When there's love in your heart, you don't even have to say nothing. It's your presence. People pick up your vibes. They know you care. What vibes are you putting out there? Beloved, it's time to examine your hearts and your attitudes. Are you showing love to those around you, your family, your friends, your neighbors? Are you known for your love walk? What do people say about you? Honestly, we know some, you know, folks, some folks making up lies, but I know what's the honest truth? What is God saying about you? So you might say, Pastor, how do we do that? Okay, good question. This is how we do it. By examining our tongue and what's coming out of our mouth. I was challenged a couple years ago, and the young man in one of the seminars that I attended, he said, just take a tape recorder. Just one day. And record everything you say in that one day. Just record everything. And go back and listen to it. And you go back and you say, ooh, did I say that? Ooh, I don't even remember saying that. Well, because your subconscious is talking. A lot of times your subconscious is talking. Right, because that's the real you. What's in your mouth? There's a commercial out. Amen. I haven't seen it lately. They want to know what's in your wallet. The question today is what's in your mouth? Do you remember the last time you went to the doctor and the doctor, amen, you go, the doctor said, all right, open your mouth. Okay, stick out your tongue. Say, ah. Y'all know that? Glory be to God. A lot of us do that if we don't even, really think about the reason that the doctor wanted to examine your tongue. But beloved, just like your tongue tells a physician a lot about your physical health, it can tell you a lot about your spiritual health as well. Beloved, to get answers to your prayers, to experience your breakthrough moment, to receive the manifestations and the desires of your heart, the thing that God wants to get to you, the things that you've asked God for, the things that you're believing God for, beloved, you must search your heart in all three of these areas. Number one, you must learn to abide in Christ. Number one, foremost. Utmost. This will bring you to a higher level of spiritual maturity and help you discover the authority that you have in prayer. Number two, you must speak in line with God's word. The word of God works when we work it, not your word, but God's word. This is why it's good to know the scriptures. Speak the scriptures. Pray the scriptures. This can move mountains in your life. You can literally speak to the mountain and command that the mountain be moved. And last but not least, beloved, you must grow in your love walk, because this opens up powerful opportunities for you to show others who God really is. Beloved, God, amen, wants to show up and show off in your life. God is looking, amen, hallelujah. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God wants you to live in such a way, amen, hallelujah, where people will come running to hear your testimony, wanting to know what you know so they can get what you get. And God is not partial. If he did it for somebody else, he'll do it for you. And if he do it for you, he'll do it for them. But we can't compromise. Amen. We have to give God what he wants so God can give us what we want. Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your first step. Amen. And lining up with the will of God and the purposes of God, amen, is to give your life to Christ. You must be born again. Nicodemus asked the question, glory be to God, he asked Jesus, can I enter back into my mama's womb? Jesus said, no, you can't go back into your mother's womb as a grown man. Hey, but that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Amen. And beloved, if we will believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, we shall be saved. Amen. And so all you have to do, amen, beloved, it's a real simple prayer. It's no, amen, word by word. It's no formula, amen. You just ask God to forgive you. You come to God in faith, ask God, just repeat after me. Father, forgive me for all of my sins. This day, I confess them all before you. And I invite Jesus Christ to come and live in my heart as my Lord and as my Savior. And help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. That's the first step. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you follow him so that you might abide in him. Amen. Which is the first for you to live a life a miracle. So amen and amen. The angels are rejoicing, so are we. Reach out to us here at LifeWordJesus, amen, at gmail.com. Amen. Share your testimony with us. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. We want to pray with you and pray for you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Bless the Lord. In form of announcements, we want you to know, amen, that this ministry, amen, that we meet 7 days a week. Amen. Monday through Fridays. Amen. We have a 5 a.m. service on social media. Amen. We start our morning in prayer. Then we are on Blog Talk Radio at 6 a.m. Glory be to God, where you can have a spiritual meal. Amen. We call it a spiritual breakfast for champions, but it might be your lunch or your dinner. Don't make a difference. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Wednesday night is our Wednesday night Bible studies. Amen. Friday nights, amen, every other Friday. Amen. We have our praise party, and we have an altar prayer where you can call in, amen, 2 times a day, Monday through Fridays at 12 noon and 9 p.m. And the prayer warriors will take your prayer requests, pray with you, pray for you. Amen and amen. And other upcoming, amen, events and additions to be announced in the ministry. And follow us, amen, hallelujah. And our email address is lifewordjesus.org. While you're there, we encourage you to hit the connect button, amen, and to sow a gracious seed, a cheerful seed, amen, a financial support to the ministry, amen. The gospel is free, amen, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. And we thank God for your faithful giving. And we pray back to you and to yours 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This concludes our service for today. Amen. Glory be to God. Are you ready for the blessing? Hallelujah. We should be living in a state of expectation, because the Lord tells us in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who is exceedingly, amen, and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Father God, we thank you for the word of God that have come forth on today. We thank you for all those who have given and surrendered their lives, Father God, to you by faith. We thank you, Father God, for helping us not to be a hearer only, but a doer of the word. Helping us to line up, Father God, hallelujah, and our making sure that we are abiding, making sure that we are loving of the brotherhood, Father God, and making sure that we, Father God, are walking in love. Thank you, Father, because love tops them all. Faith, love, charity, faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Thank you. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We seal this prayer now by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Amen and amen. Blessings, blessings, blessings to each and every one of you. Amen. Please come back. Amen. And fellowship with us again in the near future, even as early as tomorrow, Lord's willing. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, honey out.